Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
I'm levitating.
Who was that?
Dua Lipa. Brand new song from Dua Lipa. I'm levitating.
You know, I was listening to the words and I hadn't really heard my sugar boo before, but I like it. If V is going to call me Muffin, I guess I'll call her my sugar boo.
Oh my God, that's adorable.
Isn't that nice?
It's nice.
V, our new midday girl.
Yeah, V Hale, she is taking over at the Alice Midday spot.
Do we need to include the last name when we talk about her? Is it V Hale or is it just V? Or I don't know.
You should text her and ask her.
I'm going to ask her. I'll ask her.
All right.
Actually, you should text her and ask her because I'm going to do the trash here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so text her. And
I'll
let's
do
find
it.
Out. Let's get the answer to this.
Hi, Sugar Boo.
Hey, Sugar Boo. Yeah, that's fine. He's sugar booing. I'm levitating. That's it's funny because the other Wicked Dance Party song that we always do too is her,
Don't Start Now.
Don't Start Now. And then I was rocking out to that. I'm like, this is a solid tune. This is a hit. Look at Jane picking the hits.
Yeah.
Jane's on after V Hale in the afternoon. In case you've missed her in the past,
that song is hot. The that levitating song is DaBaby's on that too. There's a remix of that.
Oh, DaBaby.
DaBaby.
Boy, it's nobody ever does a song by themselves anymore.
Not these days. No.
Nah. You got to get some people on there. You got to get peeps on there, and then they can put it on their social media, so that you get extra.
The first
hits.
Time I was slow to digital music, but the first, and I want to say it was a Justin Timberlake record, but. The first time I bought an album where it separated the whole damn thing by all the different people that did parts on it, I was like, well, I am never buying a popular music album again.
You never have to now.
You're ruining my whole setup here.
Right. I just want the JT. Come
on. What is all these different entries? What is this? This stinks.
Speaking of music news, we're going to hop into that now. Brought to you by masks. You guys, masks. Don't forget to bring your mask. Whatever you're doing. I mean, we're specifically talking Christmas shopping here. But, always have one of those in your pocket. You got to have one. It's helpful during the winter months to keep your face warm as well. I've noticed that usually you wouldn't want a face mask on when you're riding your bike or walking or whatever. Now I'm like, oh my God, where's my face? I'm freezing. Let me put that over. That keeps your face warm.
Good for you. By the way, my sugar boo already got back and she says V is totally fine.
Just V is fine. All right. Yeah.
And
I'm going
V Hale
because I want people to know that there's, I don't know if everyone is well aware that we have a new midday person.
Well, that's why we're talking about her.
That's
exactly
right.
The reason. But she says, and then she says, thanks, Muffin.
Oh,
boy.
Sugar Boo and Muffin. I've got Jane. You can have V Hale if you can convince her to come over.
It's
to
okay.
The dark side.
I don't. I'm really. I mean, as ridiculous as the, and as fun as that is, it really is just just Jive Talk to get her name out there.
Jive.
I don't need anybody. I got enough responsibilities. You can have all of them.
Take all right, them. I'll take them. I'll do the maintenance on that.
Okay. Me so and Bryn are together. We're in a boys' club.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently. Yeah, you got the two of you. You right. know, me, Nicole, Jane, V. Hale.
And Bryn, I always
and all the
got
other women.
You. You know that, right?
Yeah. I mean, and we have enough girls to carry about, you know, worry about and care about.
Right.
Yeah, you don't need any extra girls.
Right. Thank
That's
you.
True. Good. Mm-hmm. All right. That's right. Have fun in your little club.
Yeah.
It should be fun.
Boy, you're making it feel really bad
great.
Right now.
Good. I'm glad.
Anyway, you were going to say?
I was going to say it's getting on the end of the year. And so the lists are coming out. And it's so funny because I must have seen, I kid you not, 50 best songs of 2020 lists or best albums of 2020 or best artists of 2020. So there's a lot of lists. And here's the problem with these lists. Everybody's got their own idea. You know, my list would look different from your list. Uproxx's list looked different from Metacritic.com. You know, I got a million of these. New York Times wow. list, NPR, they got a list. Complex, The Consequence of Sound, which I actually love those guys. They have such a good sense of humor. Just lots of them. So one thing I noticed, though, on all these lists, many times, second place goes to Fiona Apple for Fetch the Bolt Cutters. Like, on all these lists, she's like, she's number one on some, and others she's like, you know, way down in the mix. But on, like, Uproxx's, they gave the number one spot to Taylor Swift for Folklore.
Okay.
Which, okay, that's an easy one to pick, right? Everyone loves Taylor Swift. Fiona Apple, number two. Fetch the Bolt Cutters, followed by an Atlanta group called Spillage Village, which I was like, Spillage Village, I gotta get on. Village, these guys are trying to jack your style, man. I sent them I'm like, oh my God, what?
They you have actually a, sent that to Village.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
We call him Spillage all the time.
Oh,
Village,
wow.
He's when he's drinking a beer, it's Swillage. If he spills it, it's Spillage.
Oh,
you know,
cute.
When he takes over a town, it's Pillage. It's just, you know, if he sends you a bill for that, it's Billage. There's a million of them. They get worse and worse and worse. So I'm like, Spillage Village, you got to be kidding me. So they have a debut album called Spilligion, which I thought, oh, man, that opens up a whole new rhyming world for us. Spilligion. I like it. Metacritic, let's see, they actually have Fiona Apple's Fetch the Bolt Cutters at number one. And then they got a Bob Dylan record in there. I didn't even know he put one out. I guess I must have heard
You know, the truth about
point.
Fiona is that I love her, and I actually, you know, I have all the albums, but I did go in, get that, as in add to my library, and still haven't really listened to it. Not enough that I could tell you anything from it. I just haven't had time.
I know. You know what? It's so funny because I also love her, and you and I have a little bit of history with her because of DRE. But and that record, that first record, like, come on, that's that one. I'll still put that one on way long before I would ever put Fetch the Bolt Cutters on, which everyone seems to love. So Metacritic has her at number one. New York Times has number one as that Sufjan. How do you say his name? Sufjan Stevens.
Stevens, yeah.
The Ascension. They've got that as their number one record. Fetch the Bolt Cutters. Fiona Apple second. She's hitting right. second place. So she's high on a lot of people's list. NPR.
Did she get any Grammy nods? Out of
Can
curiosity,
you look that up? I actually don't know if she did or not. I don't remember, and I did look over that list.
I'm
going to
guess that
it.
She didn't because she's not really played on popular music stations. But I mean, with that much
right
credibility being thrown at her, you'd think she'd get something.
You would, and it did seem like, you know, there were some pretty big, huge names, Halsey and The Weeknd, who didn't get nominated because, and they were saying, oh, you got to be eclectic to do so. Maybe she did. You see any noms for her this year? NPR, their number one is something called Untitled Black Is by the enigmatic collective SALT, S-A-U-L-T. I've never heard of that record, I'm sorry to say, NPR. I'm just not as cool as you. Their number two is Fetch the Bolt Cutters by Fiona Apple.
Wow.
Woman to whom I won't get through. Ladies, 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 ladies.
I think you played this for us when that record came out. Like, yep.
I listened to a little bit of it too, and to me, I think it was and she is kind of jazzy, so there's some, it's jazz influenced or whatever, but I just didn't. Right now, the little bit of time I get, I either want to get pumped up for a surf, and so I'll listen to metal, or, you know, I'm at home listening to whatever the kids listen to.
Right. I should make a point of putting this on, because I bet you I'd like it, you know? It's hard for me to sit down and listen to a bunch of new music. I like to sing along, mm-hmm. you know? So I put on records I know all the words to, or at least how they go. Complex gave The Weeknd the top spot for After Hours. Fetch the Bolt Cutters was way down on their list, number 27. And then Consequence of Sound, Fetch the Bolt Cutters, number one.
It looks like she's nominated three times this year.
Great.
Oh, yeah, for what? What do you see? What
Best Rock Performance, Best Rock Song, and Best Alternative Music Album.
Oh, what do they have for Best Rock Song? Do they put the title in?
I can't pronounce it.
No. Okay, that's fine.
Oh, you can't announce it.
No, pronouncing it.
Oh, pronounce it. Oh, I was going to say, oh, it's dirty language. I like it.
No, I don't. Wait, but I'm confused.
Spell it. On
just even if it's her, this list is very weird. She's had, oh, so they give an overall, which is she's been nominated 11 times and won once.
What did she win for? Best New Artist or something in 1998?
Maybe. Or 1995? She was big. She broke big.
She did, that's for sure. That was, I mean, she was...
I guess in 1997, she won for Best Female Rock Performance, Criminal.
Oh, Criminal, right. So good. Feeling like a criminal. Not need to be deemed to the one I've sinned against, because he's all I am. Okay, I'll sing in the shower later. Chris Cornell's daughter, his eldest.
Her Virginia? Name
is Lily Cornell Silver.
Oh, Virginia's, I think... Grohl's daughter. Sorry, go ahead.
So this is, I think this is with his first wife. I'm not sure if they were married or not. Susan Silver.
Yeah, she was their agent too.
I don't know what her deal was with Soundgarden, but she was Alice in Chains' manager for years. She was Alice in Chains' manager since 1988. Oh, yeah, manager of Soundgarden while she was married to him.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a daughter in the year 2000, and her name is Lily Cornell Silver, so she's around 20. Alice in Chains were the recipient of Museum of Pop's Culture 2020 Founders Award. So I assume this is that place up in Seattle, right?
Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know, but I've been there. I love that place.
Right,
it's changed names since
yes,
I was there, though.
That's right. Like it was Mo Mew Pop, or I can't remember. But anyway, so I'm assuming it's that place, and it would be in Seattle, right? Because obviously Alice in Chains is out of there.
That was
so
the scene.
They had a big celebration last on December, the night of December 1st. That was Tuesday night. In the all star lineup of performers was Chris Cornell's eldest daughter, Lily Cornell Silver, and she made her live musical debut, apparently. She's sitting at a piano. Actually, the guy from Queensryche is playing guitar with her.
Is that right?
Yes. Right. And although it's, you know, it's a really slow song, mm-hmm. I was sort of hoping she'd do kind of more of a rock, but she did an Alice in Chains song called Black Gives Way to Blue.
Oh, that's newer.
It's not a super exciting song, but it's, you know, it's touching, I guess. And actually,
I think that's one of the songs, though, with the new singer.
It
so
is.
So it's not even a Lane song.
Duval. Mm-hmm. She was 9 years old when that record came out.
Okay.
And she said her mom says, when the record was finished, my 9-year-old daughter Lily says, Mama, what does black gives way to blue means? And she says, let's call Uncle Jerry Cantrell and ask him. things will get better. So on that thing we're listening to, the piano's very heavy. There is a guitar playing acoustic in the background there. It's Chris DeGarmo, the former Queensryche guitarist.
Did you like Queensryche?
I did like Queensryche. I did very
much. They had two really strong albums.
Operation Mindcrime.
And Empire.
And Empire, right. Yeah, there were a few. Well, we were playing the hell out of them on Q96 FM, another guaranteed six in a row.
We played a lot of them, too, on the rock station in San Diego. Empire Woman. Jet City Woman.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
Operation Mindcrime was like a concept record, too, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, I really liked it. I love that guy's voice. Jeff Tate, I think
he's gone now.
Yeah.
Dead, just left the band.
No, just, right. Actually, honestly, I don't know who's left in that band anymore. Are they even a band anymore?
Yes.
They're even calling are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, good for them. They should put a little asterisk next to them and be like, none of the guys you know are in this. Anyway, there is Lily Cornell Silver, who is Chris Cornell's eldest daughter with, I don't know if his first wife or what, but they were married and had a little girl, and now she's singing songs. What have I got? Oh, plenty of time. Britney Spears. This is not a new song. However, it's previously unreleased. I guess it was supposed to be on her 2016 album, Glory. And I went, song I never heard from Britney Spears. We got to play this.
Oh, great.
It was released on her 39th birthday. I think, is today her actual birthday?
I think it was yesterday.
Must have been yesterday, right? 39. Britney Spears, who was a child. When we got here, she was 17 and was having her first hit. And now she's 39.
December 2nd. Yesterday.
Oh, boy. Time flies, kids. Enjoy it while you're young. You're only young for like this little time. You think that's all there is because it's all you know? You're young for this long. And then you're old for this long. And then you're really old for this long.
Her story is going to be, if it ever gets told in full, it'll be really interesting. Just in the sense that she's someone who came up and came out so strong, clearly suffers from mental illness, has two kids that don't even live with her. Her dad controls all her money. Like, it's a really...
She's a wreck. Like,
it's interesting. It just, I'd be... Well, she's a wreck, but also, you know, generates hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yep. So she's got a song. I'll call it new because it's new to us. It's called Swimming in the Stars, and it was released for her birthday, her 39th birthday. And here is what it sounds like. So let's go swimming in the stars tonight. Oh, and we'll glow and shimmer in the diamond lights. We'll dive in. All right. Look, I know she doesn't want it and she's not asking for it. I got some career advice. Find those guys that produced those first two records. Let's get them to make some more songs for you. Because damn, were those great albums. Love me some Britney Spears. This is fine.
That's right.
Go get those old, producers that did your first couple. I just want to read you this quote. Billboard's Woman of the Year is Cardi B. I like justice, but I also like popping my pee. Spells the whole word out there. She likes it all. She likes justice and also likes popping her pee.
Oh, you don't mean popping your peas like when you speak into a microphone.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
She likes to twerk. Twerk.
Got it.
I just thought, that is great. She is their Woman of the Year, and she likes doing all the stuff. Justice? Okay. Just the other day ago, I don't know.
She seems aggressive.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'd run. Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't. No. You're popping that pee at me. I don't need any WAP. Stop.
I'd love to see what's left of me after that. That'd be fun.
Oh, she'd destroy you, and then you'd be like, let me take inventory here.
Be worth a try. I'd be game.
Right before vacation, we heard a new song from Dua Lipa and Miley Cyrus, and the video is racy, to say the least. It's they're just dripping cherry juice all over each other and gyrating and writhing together. It's fantastic. So, it's not X-rated or anything, but it looks like they're having sex in the prisoner video. So, she says, I did not get to have sex with her, unfortunately. But then she said, I don't really want to F Dua Lipa that much. I think I know her too well as a friend. And like, I don't know. Not really. I don't want to bang her. And then she kind of talked herself into it. She went, well, I kind of want to F her like 5%. The more and more I'm thinking about it, I kind of do. I would. If it was an opportunity that presented itself, there are a lot of things I haven't really wanted. And then when it comes to being in front of me, there I go. I don't know. So, sounds like maybe.
Well, maybe she started going, it. Boy, it doesn't sound very nice to publicly say I wouldn't.
I guess I should say I wouldn't.
Yeah, maybe right. She went, oh, this isn't going to play very well.
She talked a little about her split with Liam Hemsworth and how there was too much conflict. And isn't that what it comes down to sometimes? She said, when I come home, I want to be anchored by someone. I don't get off on fighting or drama. I wasn't into that. I don't want any drama. I just want to come home, sit down. I don't know. She didn't say this part. I'm just assuming she wants to sit down and pet her dogs, her 1,000 dogs and her chickens, whatever she's got in the house with her, and, you know, have a scotch maybe by a roaring fire. I don't know. Like, you know, just go home and relax. Like, the world, it's got to be a pretty chaotic world being Miley Cyrus. You want to go home and have someone just be like, how was your day, dear? Or not. Or you don't have to talk about it. And just be a comfort. Be an anchor. And apparently he wasn't that.
So those two, whatever. You know, that's the sad thing about relationships. And I have found myself in these before where you develop over time bad habits with each other.
Yes.
And then you aren't really the friends that you began as.
Right.
And you are snarky and snippy and do remind people of things, you know, shorts they've done to you where you go, wow, we are just not capable of being
cool to each
other.
We don't like each other anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not making any effort to be nice. Yeah. So there you go. That's, and you know, look, splits happen and you got to do what it takes to be happy. Really quickly before we break, yesterday Tones and I came up on one of the lists, that Dance Monkey song. And I think we even speculated, like, what does the rest of her music sound like and what is that all about? She's got a new song called Fly Away that she performed on Kimmel. So I thought we'd take a quick listen to this. This is
all right.
So this is live, right?
Yes, this is live on Kimmel. Is it fair? Oops. Sorry, button.
Breaking news.
People sit and ask me why I'm here. No one seems to think that I fit in. But I don't wanna be like them. No, cause I don't wanna be like them. Cause I know that I. Cause I had a dream that someday I would just fly away. And I always knew I couldn't stay. So I had a dream that I'd just fly away, away. Oh,
oh. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not terrible.
I'm grooving.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Anyway, there you go. That's a new song from Tones and I. It's uplifting new song.
Good for her.
Fly Away. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I got a hand sanitizer story you're probably going to want to hear, and a bunch of other stuff after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.